A debilitating mosquito-borne viral disease that is the leading cause of illness and death in the tropics and subtropics is now being reported here in the U.S. Tomorrow, biomedical researchers from across the country will gather on the campus of Upstate Medical University in Syracuse for a global health research forum on the illness called dengue. Dr. Anna Stewart-Berra is a research scientist for Upstate Medical, and she joins us now to talk about the dengue, its prevalence worldwide, and how local researchers are trying to help stop the spread of this virus. Dr. Ibarra, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Where in the U.S. has dengue been reported?
There have been cases of dengue fever reported in Florida, primarily in the Key West, in Hawaii, and in the Texas border region.
And had this been a first?
The cases in Florida began to be reported in 2009. In Texas, there's been transmission for a while, and the outbreak in Hawaii was more isolated, and that was a few years ago. But with more and more people moving, traveling abroad, we're seeing more cases of dengue, especially from travelers, and it's now the most common cause of fever in travelers returning from the Caribbean, Central America, and South Central Asia.
Is there any concern a dengue fever could spread this far north?
I think today that may be unlikely. But like I said, we have many people who are being exposed through travel. But we have other mosquito-borne diseases which are very similar to dengue in this region, like West Nile virus. It's actually in the same family of virus. So a lot of the issues that we'll be talking about in the forum are very relevant to the public health concerns of this area.
Well, it's often called breakbone fever, which sounds horrific. Is that a literal reference to what happens to those who get the virus?
Yeah. So when you have dengue fever, you experience high fevers, but also all the joints, all the bones in your body are very, very painful, very achy. So it's quite a difficult disease to manage, and might put someone out of work for over 2 weeks or send them to the hospital. In more severe cases, could lead to hemorrhaging and possibly death.
And how is the virus transmitted? Is it transmitted like the flu virus or like the common cold?
Actually, this is a disease that's transmitted by mosquitoes, primarily by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. So if someone has the virus, if they're ill, they're feverish, and the virus is circulating in their body, this mosquito bites them, sucks the blood up, the virus replicates in the mosquito, and then can pass it on to the next person.
So it can't be spread from person to person, is that right?
Correct.
And what is the forum discussing relating to concerns in this part of the world?
So we're bringing together experts from a broad range of disciplines, from microbiology, immunology, climate science, and mosquito ecology, to understand the current burden of disease, also how different actions could be taken to prevent the disease. And this is a priority area for us at Upstate because we are working on developing two different dengue vaccines, and we have research collaborations in Thailand, in Kenya, and in Ecuador. So we will be partnering with these researchers to develop a better understanding of the current dengue situation.
How long has this virus been around, and has there been attempts over the years, even though it wasn't a U.S. problem until recently, to try to find a vaccine for this?
The virus has been around for a long time, but has really emerged in the last few decades. So that by emerged, I mean the distribution is increasing. We're seeing more severe forms of the disease, higher burden of disease. And so it's really become a public health priority globally and now in the U.S. in the last few decades.
All right, Doctor, thank you again for joining us and sharing that information with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Anna Stewart-Ibarra, she is a research scientist for Upstate Medical.